answer. I guess the continuation of the I Love Ann Show. Hey, I'm Ann Eller, and right here on the radio is the one and only Jim Medford. Have you gotten any sleep, Jim?
Not a whole lot, Ann. Yesterday I went from a golf tournament to running airport shuttle services.
Getting everybody back out?
Getting
everybody back out?
Yeah, I had our daughter flew in, Denise's sister from California flew in, my son and beautiful daughter-in-law, and most precious package of all, grandbaby Rose, the famous Rose of Rosie O'Mulligan's out here. We're all in town for the tournament last week, so we were seeing everybody off to and from airports yesterday.
Well, you know, that had to make it even sweeter there, Jim, to have all your family there.
It was, but it definitely made no room at the inn because we also housed three players here as well at our house. So we had every square inch of sleeping, including couches, accounted for.
That's terrific. Now, of course, you know, Sunday was the culmination, and of course, I think everybody knows it was a huge success for the charities, for the foundation, this type of thing. How about our winner here going from, what was it, 81st place to 4th on the money list? Pretty amazing.
Yeah, and that is amazing, and she's a great champion. You know, I think you were there, Anna, at the final ceremony. She brought her mother up for Mother's Day, and her mother had caddied for her all week, which is no easy task, and I think that says a lot about motherhood in general. And that what a great way to cap the spirit of women with that scene. Yeah. So we were very proud of her. She shot an incredible round, including eagling the last hole to make a statement, and she ended up winning by 5 shots. So she's well on her way to, we'll be seeing her on the LPGA tour soon. The other amazing thing, and when you look at the newspaper and the Index Journal listed all the different levels of prize money that the players received, the normal winner on the Symetra Tour wins $15,000.
Right.
Well, at our tournament, not only did the winner win 30, but there were three that tied for second place that won $14,106.
So
which is almost the equivalent of what a winner would have won on a regular tour stop. So we had 4 players that came out of here winning as much as they normally do, one person does, on the tournament schedule.
Yeah, that, you know, it is phenomenal. And, you know, I think you have probably forever changed the Symetra Tour, and the gals playing on that will appreciate the fact that you went over the top to make the game changer. Other tournaments have to be looking at this and saying, we're going to have to step up our game too.
Well, I think we're being, I have another role now, and that's traveling occasionally with the staff as they're taking on new tournament sites. We actually had a group from Garden City, Kansas, who is the newest event on the schedule that makes it the 20th event, and they flew in to see what we were doing, and I was asked to sit with them, so I sat with them for over an hour talking about what we have done and how important it is to get the whole community to be involved in this, because it definitely takes a village to not only raise a child but to raise a tournament. And I think they left, I think, enthused and excited and with some different ideas as far as what they need to do to get their tournament off the ground. And theirs is not scheduled until the end of September, which is not a whole lot of time to pull stuff together.
Correct. But, you know, I think I think we have to say, Jim Medford, if you build it, they will come.
I've obviously done that a couple times, Ann, and thank God that they are coming, but it is a scary proposition to go down that path sometimes.
Exactly. Hey, you know, I interviewed our winner, Sue's mother, after the tournament, And she told me she'd been the caddy, and she was so tired, that they were going to go to Charlotte, and she was going to rest for a day, and then they would go on to Asheville. But as she said, she had to caddy. She's 53, very old to be doing this. And I said, well, maybe now that she's won some money, you could be able to see about a caddy. And she looked at me, and I'm not sure she exactly understood what she said, but she goes, we will have to call my husband. I thought that was really cute. We will have to call my husband.
Cute. And she's been wanting apparently
a really nice handbag.
And her daughter, that was the big first thing that her daughter said is, I'm going to buy mom the handbag she's always wanted. So,
yeah.
And she's got some money to do it. But can I just talk about the age of the caddies?
Sure.
We had a lady here in our neighborhood, Jean Abeni, who is 68 years old.
Right.
I better not say that, but I already have. So
right.
She's a very mature lady in a number of ways, and she has spent literally months walking over 40 miles a week, carrying her own clubs around the neighborhood and caddying for herself. She caddied for me twice just to get in shape and to know that this was her goal, was to caddy at this tournament and to get a player that could hopefully make the cut so she could do all 4 days. And she did it. She did it at a higher age than the winner's caddy at 53. We are proud of her. And you want to talk about the spirit of women? There's a prime example.
Absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of people enjoyed being able to caddy for the girls. I know there's been a lot of buzz about all the people that had hosted girls staying in their homes for the weekend. You know, the only thing I ever heard was how polite and how nice and how refreshing it was to talk to these girls that are on the tour.
Yeah, and they are, I'll tell you, and, you know, we had over 100 pro-am teams that played in the build-up to the tournament on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And they were all paired with, you know, all the girls, you know, from the Symetra Tour. And, you know, when you're playing golf with somebody for 4.5 hours or 4 hours or however long that round turned out to be, you learn a lot about people. And I have yet to have somebody come up to me and not say that they did not thoroughly enjoy the time that they had with their player. And in the housing host, I will tell you, they loved their players, and they're from all over the world. And my mother hosted a player at her house from China, and my mom just loved her. These are long-lasting relationships that get formed with these players while they're here. And I can tell you, I got to take a victory lap with my grandbaby Rose in the stroller yesterday before we trying to get her tired before they traveled back home. And Rose and I couldn't walk 10 yards without somebody stopping here in the neighborhood that said, you know, they were almost depressed to see their players leaving town because they became a part of the family that quickly.
Sure. Now, there was some fun down on 13. Any ideas what you're going to do next year when it comes to hole 13? I understand people were you going to have to go have a ticket taker out there on the pontoon boats?
No, but what we are going to do is we're going to put stadium bleachers around 13. Because the players loved it. The feedback we got, the players loved it. It was already on the LPGA website about hole 13. The fans had a great time, both on land and on the lakes, and they were respectful, you know, cheering loudly, playing music when they were walking from the tee to the green, but winding it down and being very silent when, you know, when it came for the players to tee off or putt. So the good news, it was all done very respectfully, but everybody thoroughly enjoyed it. And then, you know, you can plan a lot of different things for a tournament, but that just developed. That evolved starting Saturday and then went into Sunday. And then a lot of the Symetra Tour players that did not make the cut ended up coming on one of our neighbor's boats out there, and they were cheering their players on, and the players really like the fact that their peers, their fellow competitors, were there cheering as well on the boat. And then at one point, they all dove into the lake and came out chanting USA, USA. And, I mean, my God, what an environment that just evolved.
Absolutely.
So there's a hole in a PGA tournament out in Phoenix that has kind of been like that, and it's pretty well known for it. It's hole 16 out in the Waste Management Tournament in Phoenix, and they created almost a Coliseum-like atmosphere where the players march out, come out through a tunnel out into the tee box. It's a par three also. And the they have literally almost 100,000 fans just circling that one hole.
Wow.
So I think we got something building here, and we're definitely going to figure out how to maximize the uniqueness of that hole to just make another signature for the tournament.
Absolutely. Well, Jim Everett, what are your thoughts? I saw you out there, and you said, you've got some new ideas you're already thinking about next year. I mean, you just climbed Mount Everest here, Jim.
Well, you know, Ann, marketing is, you know, what my background has been for too many years. And one of the things that you need to do always is keep something fresh,
sure,
and relevant and changed, you know. So, you know, I thought that to myself. I said to Denise, and Denise pointed out to me, would you just enjoy this one moment, please? Because at one point, we're still standing there taking all in all of everything that came together for this, and I couldn't help but start thinking about what do we need to do next year to raise the bar yet again. And we are going to do that. We're working on something right now that is going to be extremely exciting, and it definitely will raise the bar another notch or two. And I think we'll be able to pull it off. So the theme next year is go bigger and definitely...
And don't go home.
And don't go home. Go bigger and don't go home. Thank you for that. You helped me with that. I didn't know what to say for the second part. So, Ann, you contributed to next year's motto.
Okay, excellent. Well, I know that you're going to be able. You need to take a little time, Jim, though, and just unwind from this before you jump back in.
Well, Ann, I have jury duty next week. So.
You have jury duty next week.
So I'm almost hoping I get sequestered in the courthouse. That might give me a couple of days to look out a window.
That's
yeah, we're kind of busy right now. Still recapping, and we're going to have a meeting with all of our committee chairmen later this week, and it's going to take the race board out, and we're going to say what worked well, what are some areas that we can improve upon, and while it's still fresh in everybody's minds, and continue to make sure that year after year we're living up to being the premier event on the tour, but also to make sure that we are highlighting what all Greenwood's about year after year. And that's what drives us out here, and that's what we're going to be working on for next year.
Well, I know you well, and I know you do an excellent job. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to say, you know, it's hard to gauge what the long-term dollars. I mean, you can go in and say, okay, the restaurants did this, and this happened, and that happened. But, you know, when you look at the different types of business people that were in the area looking at our area and that type of thing, that's a long-term goal that you're going to see results 6 months, a year, you know, who knows. But it certainly has put Greenwood on the map.
Yeah, we've had a lot of exposure outside of, obviously, we've really had some great coverage of the tournament locally. And thank you, Ann, for your part in that as well, but the Index Journal, needless to say, has been an outstanding.
They did an awesome job
coverage of this. We're very excited about that, and Greenwood Magazine, and you know all the radio, and we've been on Northland Cable. We've had TV spots all over that, but we were also up in Greenville. We were on both Channel 4 and Channel 7 Good Morning shows, and then we had Dale Gilbert from Channel 4 was the honorary starter, and he came out. We presented him a cake. So Monday morning, John Tillman from Felix sent me an email and said, I'm at the Y working out. And who do I see but your ugly mug in the face with Dale Gilbert presenting him a cake. And Dale Gilbert talking about the tournament on Monday morning up in Greenville. So, and Channel 7 had their sports reporters down there filming aspects of the tournament, so that got coverage. So you're right, Ann. You know, there, and I know Partnership Alliance had a couple of new prospects that were here for the Tuesday night meet pros reception. So there's a lot of things that are not measurable, but hopefully definitely has put Greenwood on the map. We were also in a couple of national golf publications, Golf World, on the creation of the Cup, the Park Sterling Cup. So that got a lot of national coverage. I think I shared with you, we even had coverage in the Boston papers regarding the Cup and how unique that was and what's going on down here in Greenwood. So from Boston to all over to even outside of our Seven Lakemen region, we were getting coverage for this.
Sure.
So, but I will tell you the local impact. We know this so much for sure already, that the three major chain hotels, the Hampton, the Fairfield, and the Holiday Inn Express, were all sold out all week. And I know several of the other independent hotels were also sold out this week. Our Cisco rep, who is our food service provider here, along with U.S. Foods, they were telling us, because they service all the other restaurants in town as well, that the other restaurants were saying they were seeing a noticeable uptick in all their businesses this week. So,
sure.
You know, that's what this is all about. You know, we raised a lot of money for our local charity and worthwhile organizations for women, a significant amount. We're extremely proud of that. But there was definitely an economic impact for this area as well. And what's exciting to us is we're going to do this for a minimum of 9 more years, but hopefully well beyond that as well.
Absolutely. Well, Jim Medford, it's always a pleasure to have you on my show. I do hope you do get a little rest, and if it has to be during jury duty, well, so be it.
And maybe that will get me off of it if they think I'm snoozing. So.
Yeah, there you go. Well, listen, congratulations. You ran a fabulous tournament, and thank you for letting us be part of it. We thoroughly enjoyed being out there all week long.
All right. Well, we enjoyed having you, Ann, and thank you again for you and your staff for being a part of this event. We look forward to many more to come.
Absolutely. Have a good one. Thanks so much, Jim.
All right, Ann. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, there you go, the one and only, the Jim Medford. Yes, if you build it, they will come, and they certainly did come. A lot of people had a great time out there. If you missed it, certainly hope you'll put it on your calendar for next year, because there are many more things, and, you know, already we're talking about changing up hole 13 to accommodate the galley out there, so... Who knows? But we'll be part of it. We'll let you know when we know stuff, and that's what it's all about.